This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. One more consequence of the Affordable Care Act is proceeding despite the questions before the U.S. Supreme Court. The ACA has motivated some significant mergers and acquisitions in the healthcare industry. Hospital systems have seen it. Now insurance providers are seeing the advantages of size as already big companies like United Health Group and Anthem Inc. embark on a buying spree to snatch up smaller insurers in order to shave costs. Are monopolies the eventual endgame here? Joining me now with more is Chad Terhune, who's a healthcare reporter for the Los Angeles Times. Welcome, Chad.
Thanks for having me on, John.
So is this consolidation going to actually end with the monopolies, and who stands to benefit the most right now? Who's ahead?
Well, we don't know exactly who will be left standing. I think it's a good bet. Right now you have United Health, you have Anthem, Aetna. Those are the big three, and most think that they will emerge even stronger. So I think consolidation is very likely, and yes, you could end up with some very huge health insurance companies with even more control in many markets across the country.
Now, is the advantage here purely lower overhead, less duplication? Is that pretty much the advantage they're going for?
I think there's multiple things at play, but yes, size matters. They would have the upper hand when they're negotiating with those hospitals, as you noted, have been getting bigger and bigger. They've been merging with doctors' offices. Oftentimes, your local doctor is now part of the big hospital chain. The pharmaceutical companies, the drug makers, they've had a blizzard of billion-dollar deals. So everybody, it's kind of a healthcare arms race, and the health insurance saying, look, we want to join in. We want to get bigger, too. We'll be able to have more negotiating leverage. I think the big question is, if they cut costs, really, does any of that get passed on to employers, to consumers? Will you actually see it in your premiums, what gets deducted from your paycheck every 2 weeks, or what you send in the mail? And I think many people think, no, it probably won't. It'll just flow to the bottom line of these insurance companies.
What leeway do insurance companies have in setting prices? There are some regulations that they have to abide by in terms of cost cutting. That was part of what the ACA was all about, right?
Yeah, the health law was kind of a balance. There were new requirements on their profits. They call it, the jargon is, the medical loss ratio. They had to spend certain, cents per dollar on actual medical care, which is what you and I as patients kind of expect. We send in our money and we want them to cover our medical bills. So there were new rules. But in exchange, just think of it, the government was telling everyone they had to buy their product. The government, the federal government, is now spending billions of dollars to subsidize people's health insurance premiums. So that's a huge win for the health insurance companies, and you've seen it in their stock prices. Like people like Anthem, their stock price is up 80% since the Affordable Care Act rolled out in January 2014. The broader market is up 16%. So, I mean, they are just soaring right now, feeling very confident about where things are, and they're looking to spend some of that money and buy up other companies.
Comment on this huge irony. I mean, if this goes the way that you're saying, and we eventually get, one or two insurance providers, basically the market will have produced a single payer system, right? I mean, that's crazy.
We're getting closer. I wouldn't say we're there yet. You have to remember, you would have two or maybe three huge publicly traded, maybe a United, an Anthem, maybe an Aetna, Cigna. We don't know who's going to be the ultimate winners here. You often still have a big Blue Cross or Blue Shield plan in many states. So it's really market by market. But if you look at it nationally, letting many big, large employers, they want one of these big, huge companies that can cover their employees scattered across the country. Same thing with the federal government, with employees all over the place. And I think there you could see a lot less choice. And invariably, consolidation often does lead to higher prices.
Something to think about there. Chad Terhune is a healthcare reporter for the Los Angeles Times. Thanks so much, Chad.
Thank you, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.